I thought our shot selection improved in the second half, which allowed us to get, I think, 62, 63 points on the board, you know. I really felt it was, you know, it was an off offensive night for us. The teamwork and the defense was outstanding. So we're proud of our guys, but we got a long way to go.
Did you see anybody in particular that performed particularly well, showed some leadership overall of the team?
I would say overall, guys, that the majority of our players, if not all of them, have improved tremendously between last year and this year. Our seniors, Ira Law, Danny Flaherty has improved tremendously. Jason Rosario has improved his game. And obviously, we're expecting a lot out of Justin Mazzulla and Kyle Hensler, our sophomore and our junior. They've improved tremendously. Dimitri Rosa has improved. Matt Ritchie, I mean, we can go down the line. You know, just overall, these guys have worked hard on their game. They put time into the game, and it shows. Because our practice has been fierce after each other in practice. And that will eventually show in our games over the course of the year. So I'm very proud of all of our guys, you know, just in their improvement over the course of the offseason.
Particularly, I hate to backtrack, but we'll go back to tryouts a couple weeks ago. How are Nick and Weston? Are two freshmen?
Yeah, they're outstanding. I don't remember the last time that we started out the season with two freshmen making the varsity team. I don't know if that's ever happened. Last year we had Justin Mazzulla make it as a freshman, and then later on in the season, Drew Ferguson came and joined us. Drew, who also this year has improved tremendously. But Preston and Nick Newell, they are talented young players. Preston at 6'4", very athletic, runs the floor like a deer, can jump, can rebound, shoot the ball. But he still has a lot to learn. Nick Mueller, physically strong, athletic, tough, fearless. So these guys, you know, I mean, are part of the future of our program. So I'm expecting a lot, but it's going to be a learning curve for those two guys. It's going to take some time. But I would say, you know, by hopefully, you know, the next 3 or 4 weeks, by mid-season, they should be able to be able to contribute on a large scale to the success of our team this year.
How will you guys be preparing for the final game mentally
and physically? Since more hesitant than they are. Yeah, we'll be ready. This team from Utah, their coach Tony Cannon. We had actually played a team from Utah. This was about 4 years ago. They came down, and I was so impressed with their style of play and how they execute and their teamwork. And so one of their coaches had called me and wanted to play again. So they had played us 4 years ago. It was a different school. They had played Alta High School. And as I understand it, this school has expanded, split into two schools now. So the school we're playing, Corner Canyon High School, is a brand new school, like built in the past 3 years. And they're going to come with the same mindset. They're like 4-1 right now out of Utah. They're predicted to be one of the better teams in Utah. They execute. They shoot the ball well. They've got size. They're very well coached. They started practice in early November, so they've got over a month of practice under their belt already. We just got 2 weeks under our belt, so they're going to be like a polished team. They're going to be at like mid-season. So we're looking forward to it because it's going to be a good test for us to really see where our team is at this point in time. We've got North Kingstown next Tuesday, who's a very formidable opponent. I don't remember the last time we've gone to North Kingstown to beat them at their place. That's how long it's been. Then after North Kingstown, we have to go down to Florida and play teams from New Jersey, Kentucky, Ohio, California. So there are this is going to be a good measure for where we are as a team right now and what we need to work on.
Can you give us a little bit of some of the details about the Walt Disney Trophy? I know we leave next Friday. 5-day trip, 3 guaranteed games. Just give me a general overview.
All right, so we brought one of our teams down to this tournament, the Disney Classic. It was 6 years ago in 2008. And when we went down back then, we weren't really sure what to expect. When we got back from that trip, it was by far the best tournament, the best trip we had ever been on in our basketball program ever. Beautiful facilities, we played ESPN in our facilities, down in Disney, which are tremendous, they're world-class facilities. We play against teams from all over the United States, highly competitive, very well-run tournament, and then you have all the other things that go along with it, all the theme parks and everything. But I told our guys, you know, we're going down there, it's not. We're not going down there to go merry-go-round. We're going down there to play basketball. So, you know, we're not down there necessarily for anything. We're down there to play basketball, to grow as a team, and to really use that as a springboard for the rest of our season. That's what this trip is going to be. It's a springboard for the rest of our season. We're going to play some good competition. We're going to be tested. And hopefully we're going to grow and we're going to bond and bring that back to Rhode Island through the rest of our season. So we're really looking forward to it. The team is very, very excited. And they are excited. I mean, it's a national tournament. There are something like 75 teams that are going down there that are split into different 18 brackets. And we want to get down to it. We want to compete and see what that made of.
Did he tell you what happened?
Anyway, this tournament, no matter if you guys fare badly, you guys fare well, which I guarantee you will, saying that you've been on this tournament already, then you want to do your team better than it already is. Bring better stuff to the table when you play teams like LaSalle and even North Kingstown this Tuesday. So if anything, this could only benefit the team.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why our program, we try to get out of state as much as possible. We try to bring teams from all over. It shows our guys that there's more than just what's going on out of the state. You're able to raise your level of competition and see what other competition is like out there. It tends to raise our level of play. And we've got other non-league games up to obviously this game tonight against Utah, which would be a great game, but we're also playing at the Boston Garden in January 10th. We're playing Balding Catholic at the Boston Garden, which will be, I believe, the first time our school has ever played in the Garden. And for our guys, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them to play for Boston Celtics, Los Angeles Lakers, Cleveland Cavaliers, all these great teams play on this school. So it's just a great opportunity for our school, the mission of our school, and for our team to really go out there and see things that we don't necessarily see in Rhode Island, and hopefully bring that back to, we got to come back and play LaSalle, we got to come back and play, you know, the Mount Pleasants and the Hopes and all the teams that are on our schedule for the rest of the season. Like I said, I'm hoping that this trip is a springboard to the success of the rest of the school year, the rest of our season.
And certainly all these headlines about the Hawks going all over the country, we're going down to Florida, we're going to the Boston Garden, certainly catches the attention of a lot of college boards and college scouts looking for basketball. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, we've got quite a few players on our team this year that are going to be able to play collegiate level basketball. For instance, Ira Loft right now is getting recruited by several Division III schools, mostly in the Massachusetts area. At our last game, we had 5 different colleges looking at our players. Danny Flaherty, I believe, is going to have an opportunity to play probably at the Division III level basketball next year in college. We've got guys coming up. Justin Mazzulla has already been offered a scholarship to play at Boston College. He hasn't accepted the scholarship, but he's going to have colleges coming Boston this year, the next 2 years. Kyle Hensler, I feel, has the ability to play in college. I think Demetri Rosa, Matt Richards, some of these guys, by the time they graduate, are going to have an opportunity to play in college. Like Justin Santos, a freshman. Iggy Mueller, these guys are going to be collegiate-level basketball players by the time they're out of here. So and that's just to name a few. I even think, you know, guys Ferguson, this kid's going to continue to improve. He could be able to play at the college level when it's all said and done. So I think this group of guys, when it's all said and done, with by the time they all graduate, we'll have a group of 7, 8, maybe even 9 college-level players, which I don't think too many high schools in Rhode Island would say that they have that caliber of player. Now, a lot will happen between now and when they graduate. There are a lot of other factors that go into it. But based on what I see as their potential, the potential is tremendous. And they listen to their coach, and they play hard, and they do what's asked of them on a daily basis. I think tremendous things are in store for this group of guys.
Simply the key to success.
All right, Coach, our last question. Going into all these games, how do you think the team is going to be?
This is, I consider a mature, closer group of guys. I think they'll be able to handle it. Like I said, as long as they follow the directions of their coaching staff, as long as they stay humble and they remember the details, they remember to stay focused. That's not key. Stay focused. This is such a close-knit group of guys that I think whatever adversities come up, we'll be able to get through it together. You know, that's the key. That's a basketball team. It's not a basketball bunch of guys playing. You know, it's a basketball team. And if they understand that, right, whatever adversities come up, win or loss, you know, we'll be able to get through it together. Hopefully, we'll be playing our best basketball at the end of the season, but it's the most important. And be able to make a run at a stand time. These guys are hungry. Think about this group of guys. They are hungry. If you ever come to one of our practices, you see them practice. These guys get after it. They get after each other's necks. Here's a loose ball. This 5 guys got it. They want it bad. And that's just the recipe of success.
All right, Coach. I
want to thank you for coming on the show.
Once again, our questions.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, just last question I have is reviewing last season and this season. Sure, that we didn't have much of it, only 2 weeks into it. How do you think the team this year will fare against teams like LaSalle that have lost a great amount of senior athletes that really benefited their team last season? And how do you think the loss of seniors this year will bring us down, but we'll be able to build back up?
I think that's just the cycle of athletics. You know, one group, one class graduates, the next group's got to step it up, and then you add new guys into the mix. That's part of the challenge in coaching and building teams. How do you maintain that high level of play when you're graduating good players? So I think the first thing we talk about a lot of interviews is tradition and legacy. So I talk to our older guys all the time, our seniors, right, that how they play and how they act and how they behave and everything that they do, they are leaving that legacy for the next group to follow them. So even though last year's group of seniors graduated, the legacy that they left behind, the legacy of hard work, of toughness, of resiliency, of defense, of listening, of being coachable, that legacy they leave back for the next group of guys. So you hope, in theory, that one leads to the other and the cycle just keeps going. As far as the other teams in the league, you know, LaSalle lost players, but they are still going to be one of the top teams in the state this year, without a doubt. Okay, they are extremely talented. They have 2 outstanding guards. They are very athletic. They have a great coach who reaches defense first. So they are going to be a tough team. Kingstown is another team coming up that we'll see on Tuesday. That is a very well-coached, well-disciplined team. And it doesn't matter who their seniors are for the next week. Everything kind of goes into the system. Right? They have systems that work. And then you go down the line, the team that you face later on. I try to focus mainly on what we need to do to be successful in all those games. If we do the right things, right, if we promote that culture that has built the program to where it is, you know, win or lose, we're going to be successful. Because I don't define success on winning. That's not what we do. We define our success on how we go about doing the things on a daily basis, on the process. Like, success is all about the process. It's what you do every day, right? And then the winning and the losing and the scoreboard, that takes care of itself in the end when you do things the right way. So hopefully this team will understand that. We'll do things well and consistently this year, and we'll have a chance to play for a title at the end. But it's all about the process, guys. It's about the process. You got to have to make sure the things you do on a daily basis is what matters the most. All right?
Thank you, Coach Gomez, for coming on the very first edition of the Dunkin' Donuts Henderson Basketball Show. Again, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Max. Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you.
How was that? Good?
Yeah. Oh, it's very good.
Still live.
Thank you very much.
Still live.
Thanks. See you tonight. See you tonight, guys.
Okay, folks, we're going to thank Coach Gomez for coming down for a few minutes, giving us his insights on Hawks basketball. We also want to thank George Wieners and the entire family, of which Max is part. I guess, well, whatever. But for allowing us to have a show down here on Saturday, I think it's a great atmosphere. Coffee Donuts, the whole nine yards. And as far as what's coming up on the network, don't forget, tonight we have a double broadcast. We have at 6:30, Hockey Live from Thayer against Smithfield. And then we have basketball against Corner Canyon High School from Utah at 7. Both games will be live on the homepage at the same time. So that's a pretty big night. Tuesday night, basketball team is at North Kingston, and then next Friday, the basketball team, along with the network, will head down to Florida, and we'll be able to broadcast all those games to you live from the ESPN Center in Walt Disney. So, for Jonathan Beeney, for Max Wiener, for Ricky Yao behind the camera, from Wieners and Coach Combs, this is Mr. Beeney signing off. God bless. Have a great Saturday.